the story I'm going to tell is the day I found out that my then 17-year-old daughter was pregnant. I got a call at work. I was working calmly. I got a call at work, and it was her boyfriend's mother telling me that she thought that Erin was pregnant. And I'm like, no. And sure enough, I felt like I had to go home and find out anyway. So I ran into my boss's office and told her I had an emergency and just ran out the door. And I had to walk 30 minutes, but I made it in 15 because I kind of felt like if I got home sooner, I'd be able to erase this pregnancy. It wouldn't be true. So I get there, and she's lying on the sofa supine and sullen, and I'm like, get up, we have to get a pregnancy test. And of course, she didn't want to do that, so I threatened to kill her dead if she didn't get into the car. So we drive all over Baltimore City and went to every pregnancy clinic you wanted to think of, but none would take us because we didn't have an appointment. Who knew you needed an appointment for a pregnancy test? I should have known that after three pregnancies myself, but I forgot. So driving on a crossroad to get to another yet pregnancy, I see this huge sign, Crisis Pregnancy Center. That's the place for us. Park the car. We're both crying, but for different reasons. Go in. I don't look around. I don't see what's in. I just think she's got to get this test. So we go in, and a heavyset woman whisks Erin in the back, and then I turn around, and then I see the waiting room, and then I see the biggest picture of Jesus I've ever seen in my life. And I knew I was doomed from that point on, and I just started wailing like Lucille Ball. Ah! So the lady behind the thing, you can tell she's a volunteer. She's like elderly. She's got cat eye glasses, and she's like, "Why are you crying? New life is joyful." And I'm like, "She's going to go to college." I was so focused on this child going to college. That's all I could think about. And I'm wringing my hands. And then she said to me, she says, "You know, it's got to be her decision either way. Because if you make her have an abortion, she's going to hate you. If you make her keep the baby, she's going to hate you. So either way, you're in a bad position. So Erin comes out, and she's all smiling. She says, her baby's this big. And I'm thinking, in 3 days from now, you're going to be in a car going to South Carolina, whether your baby's this big or not. So she goes to South Carolina to school. I arrange for pregnancy care while she's down there. And she comes back and has the baby in January, which would have been her second semester of her freshman year. And then while she's like having this baby and taking care of this baby, I'm looking around for colleges who will take women with children. And I find one in Chambersburg, PA. There's a program up there for single women with children, single women from 18 to 35 who want a college degree. Sign her up, get her in, do the financial aid, do the whole thing, get her up there. It's not marine biology, which is what she wanted, but they have animal husbandry. So that's the program she's in. She calls me up one day. She goes, "Mom, I hate it here." I'm like, "Why?" She goes, "The teacher puts a picture of a cow on the wall, and she says, okay, who can tell me what this animal is?" So I raise my hand, and I say, "It's a cow," and everyone laughs at me. Why? Because I grew up in the city, and I don't know if it's a Holstein or from to me, it was a cow. So she comes back home, and when she comes back home, that's when the real problems begin, because her idea of parenting and my idea of parenting are different, and her idea of parenting is, "I'm 19, and I still could go out and party." So, but one of the things that Erin has taught me is that one does not necessarily need a college degree to be successful in life. She's going to be finishing an esthetician's program for Baltimore School of Massage, and now Angelo is 6 and in kindergarten, and everything worked out in the end.